just got connected to Blog Talk Radio right now. Sorry, Blog Talk Radio didn't work. So those of you who have questions, you can call, ask questions. Sorry you guys missed on Blog Talk Radio some of the class tonight. But you may want to go on YouTube, those of you guys who missed it on Blog Talk Radio, catch up what happened on how to stop any IRS audit, examination, shut them down cold. So they don't expand all these other years and issues. Okay. So basically, you'll write the IRS in the letter saying, do not write to me. Do not call me. Do not visit my place of work or home. Period. I don't want to hear from you. That's it. Send that letter. I certify it, return receipt requested. So you have proof that you sent it out to them. And you put them on notice. Hey, buddy, I'm giving you legal notice. No more calls, no emails, no faxes, no visits of any kind anywhere. I don't want to see you. Yes, you have the right to do that, my friend. You do have that right. Exercise it. If the IRS wants to come after you, this agent will have to put their report together and then process it. So the IRS will have to issue a notice of deficiency. You go to tax court. And then when you go to tax court, here's what's going to happen there. You petition the tax court with $60 filing fee. Not that much. When you go to tax court, your case will be given to IRS appeals officer. IRS appeals officer is the highest level of IRS accountants, the most experienced, knowledgeable. Not the little inexperienced peon you've been dealing with, a higher class. And his job is to make a deal with you to get rid of this case. Because the IRS lawyer, who's his boss, he doesn't want to have cases go before the judge. Because the judge has too many cases to hear, he doesn't want to hear cases. The judge gets paid the same salary, no matter how many cases he hears. The less he hears cases, the more time the judge has for fun and vacation. Relax. Why work hard? He doesn't get paid anymore. He doesn't want to be overwhelmed with all these cases that the IRS lawyer should have been reasonable and work with the citizen and make a deal, do the right thing, follow the law, apply the law correctly, leave the guy alone or lower the taxes or zero out the taxes if that's proper. So the judge has that pressure on the IRS lawyer, all of them. And all the IRS lawyer know this, the supervisor tells them, hey, if the guy is right, agree with him. If the guy has his ducks in a row, his law, documentation, facts, and his side, don't take it before the judge. The judge is going to be mad at you as a professional IRS lawyer, asking you, why are you wasting my time? This guy has a law and a facts, documents, everything in order on his side. You should be making a deal with him. Why aren't you being reasonable with the guy? Why wasting my time? They don't want to, because if they keep doing that, the judge is going to get upset at the government lawyers and start ruling against the IRS lawyers. And the managers, they don't like that. Oh, gosh. Judge is like God. Okay. We respect the God. So the lawyer of the IRS, in turn, puts pressure on the IRS appeals officer to make a deal with you. If you have your law, facts, documents in order, hey, get it done. You know, get it done right. So I have less cases to take to the judge. Now, the judge will be happy, but guess what? The IRS lawyer is also a government employee. He gets paid the same salary, no matter how much work he does, a lot or little. same 2 to 4 weeks we paid vacations, paid holidays, the benefits, everything, health insurance, salary, the same. So why would the IRS lawyer want to work harder, work more, right? Sure, he wants to be a winner, have a winning track record, but he had your ducks in a row. Let's get rid of this case so he can focus his attention and energy and time in his other more difficult cases. So you didn't know this stuff. You did not know the tax court is where the pressure is not just on you. There's a lot of pressure on the IRS appeals officer, on the IRS lawyer to back off and make deals with you. I've seen IRS, you know, penalties removed, $0 taxes, folks. I've zeroed lots of taxes. James, is screen ready to put stuff on there yet? I got to do that in the region. Can you help me with that, please, James? Yeah, to put on that. Okay, I don't have buttons. Leave it, help me. Anyhow, so the tax court is, you know, the place, of course, a lot of patriot gurus and leaders say don't go. I'll ask for taxpayers. I'm not a taxpayer. Well, I agree. The average American is not a taxpayer. That's true. But the bottom line is that doesn't matter what they label you. Who cares what they label you or they label me? Okay? What matters is that you win. Period. That's what matters. If you're a winner, who cares if they call you a banana tree or a peach tree? You win. That's what matters. So focus on that. There's people telling you not to go to tax court. I'm doing a big disservice to you. Telling you to not respond to the hearing request letters. You got to ask for collection of process hearings. Go to tax court. So when you go to tax court, one big advantage of it is that they cannot expand the years involved. You're there for 2016. It will remain 2016. 14, 15, 17, 18 will not get added. Also, the issues involved, they ask you for this, it will stay this. They will not add this and this and this and this and this and this and this too, this little thing to start it with. They don't get to expand it like an audit can expand it. They're limited. So that's why you want to go to tax court. You can control it, and there's pressure on them to deal with you because you went that far. Now, what to do there is another issue. If your father, like I said, have your bean counter, bookkeeping stuff done, if your father. If you're not a father, don't have to worry about that. And I help people that file state for income tax, confession forms, and those that don't. I had a guy that was a filer that came to me, IRS, gave you them about $1 million. Filer. We went there and zeroed it out. Yes, we did. And I had non-filers and zeroed it out. And in fact, I guess I've got to go on my screen and show you some of those. Well, let me just show you because people say, Pam, are you making stuff up? Are you for real? I'll have to show you. Can we get on my screen? Do you have the region of interest? I don't see it. Did it come up? Did it come up, James? On my screen, not working, is it? Okay. So, all right, that's okay. We can do without that if necessary. So, my point is, if you go to our website at livefreenow.org under our victories, you'll see a lot of those there, victories of myself and our students over the IRS. And you know that this stuff actually does work. IRS was after me for $700,000 for over 10 years of taxes. Same things I'm telling you. And Bob, I did not file anything at all. And I was able to zero that out because the IRS lawyer put pressure on the IRS. They put his officer, to make a deal, to be reasonable, to follow the law, to follow the facts. And that's exactly what happened. I was able to zero it out. One of my cases that I did was $4.6 million was zeroed out. Other cases, $500,000 zeroed out, $300,000 zeroed out, you know, a lot of victories. But the biggest one was $4.6 million out to date. So these methods actually do work. What it takes is you just shut down the audit to begin with, and from there, you, if they issue a notice of deficiency, go to tax court. Now, the IRS may not issue a notice of deficiency at all. And I've seen that too. The IRS agent is too lazy, too busy with other cases. He just decides to let your case go. It's not worth it. Too much hassle. Too much work. They get paid the same. He has all his cases. He cannot go after all of them. He's got to let some go. Yours one of those that he let go to focus on these cases he's got and do those right. So you might have to spend zero on paying anybody to help you out by just telling them to get off. Don't call you, don't write you, don't visit you. No calls, no letters, no visits, right? Certified return receipt request then. But if they do come after you, fine. You're on tax court in a limited fashion and control it. Now, tax court is where Freedom Law School is very expert on that. I've done that for many, many years. Now, what I'm going to show you in a second, guys, is a sample that the IRS sends out to scare you. This is typical that they do that. And you shouldn't be scared, even though this is the typical they use. Let me get this thing on this thing zoomed a little bit more. Here we go. A little bit more zoomed on. There we go. Okay. Here we go. All right. So, all right. Let's go to my screen, folks. I got a sample letter. You'll see. Okay. Now, what you see on my screen is a sample letter the IRS sends out from a local office usually. This was actually June. You see on top right, dated June 3rd. This was a Florida IRS office for year 2015 on the top right. Tax period, December 31, 2015, you see. And look at this, the response date below that in highlighted yellow. They had sent out the letter on June 3rd, and they're coming out. They want it by June 13th for the person to respond. Wow, look at that. By the time the mail is gone, you know, and gets the mail, he has maybe only a week left to actually do anything about it. You know, get some help, review the thing, and respond. But this is how they try to intimidate you. This person was calling me afraid. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because actually this was somebody's relative that I knew was came under attack. Well, I'm going to respond by June 13th. I said, no. You can all relax. This is a phony, baloney date. This date that they put on these letters have no legal meaning or significance at all. They mean nothing. And what they say, it got coughed a little bit on the left, but I can read it to you. I am enclosing two copies of an examination report showing proposed changes to your federal tax for periods listed above 2015, right? And review the report and tell us whether you agree or disagree with the changes, okay? And they say, if you agree with the proposed changes in report, sign a copy, right? If you don't agree, if you agree but can't pay, oh, yeah. If you agree and pay, can't pay them on you, right? Then you can make payments, installment agreements. That's what they say, basically. On the next page, they say, if you don't agree with the proposed changes in the report, contact me by response due date. Oh, yeah. This publication explains what to do if you don't agree with the proposed changes, which is basically talk to me. Yeah. For appeals to have enough time to consider your case, you must agree to extend the period of assessment. Okay. Well, this is a scam they do. They want you to extend the time they can audit you for longer years. Don't ever do that. Do not ever agree to extend the period IRS can assess or fix the amount of tax on you. Ever. Okay. We sent a request for your consent to extend to the period for assessment, Form 872, consent to extend the time assessed tax. Don't ever do that. Why would you do that? Why would you give the IRS more time to hit you over the head? That's what they're saying. If you don't reply by the response due date, I'll process your case based on the proposed changes. I send you a notice of deficiency. Fine, great, do it. The notice of deficiency gives you 90 days to either agree to the deficiency or file a petition with the United States Tax Court. Yes, I will. If you petition a tax court, you will generally have the opportunity for a pretrial settlement, as I said, with the IRS appeals officer. If you can't reach a settlement agreement, your case will be heard in court. That's right. Yep. If you don't file a petition during a 90-day period after you receive the notice of deficiency, we'll assess the amount on the notice of deficiency and you will have to pay the full amount you owe or make payment arrangements. That is true. You should go to tax court. It's not hard to do. Okay? And I'm going to show you guys, folks, on the website of the tax court in just a second. I'll bring up the website of tax court where you go to do this stuff, okay? You go to ustaxcourt.gov. That's it, ustaxcourt.gov. Hit enter. And then let me tell you something, folks. The U.S. Tax Court website is the best government website ever. Really, it really is the best website. They're the best organized, easy to reach. Okay? So this is the website, U.S. Tax Court. And the tabs on the top, you see, are very, very useful, easy to see what you're looking for. So what you do, you go on the top right form. You see the forms goes from white to red? You click on forms. You click on forms. Here comes the page for forms. Sorry, it's alphabetical versus the forms the way it should be. Okay? But the form that you want to use here, is, let me see, which one is petition kit. There we go, under P. This is the only part you need to know. So go down on this, all the blue hyperlinks to petition kit that says contains all forms needed to file a case. Yeah, let's see if I can zoom out a little bit for you guys. You can see it a little bit better, folks, this page. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to zoom in even a little bit more for you guys. Okay, so you guys can see even better, my friends. So it's not intimidating to you, all the stuff that they have. Okay. See right here, petition kit. Okay. Contains all the forms. You click on that. There it is. Information about filing a case in the United States Tax Court. You can zoom in. See? There it is. They have instructions on how to do it. Do not do small tax case ever. Because you cannot appeal the case, the rules against you. Here's instructions, and here's a form, the petition form. See, you have to petition the court. That's what they call it, to hear your case. You fill out the form, you fill out the box, there's notice deficiency here, if that's what it is, or something else. In this case, there'll be notice deficiency. It's all, folks, it's just fill in the blanks. See, here it is. If your name is Charles, see, you type it in. Okay. Charles, and your name is your last name is Jones. Anyhow, Jones. Just fill in the form. I saw this, folks. Fill in the blank form. Follow the instructions. Easy to do. Sign and date here. This is about your ID number. Your slave surveillance number will not show. Your statement's surveillance number will not show up on the forms. Misnamed social security number. That's all it is. You fill it out, sign it. No big deal. And you pick the city. You request a place of trial that's close to you. They have all across America, from Alabama all the way to Wyoming, wherever's closest to you. For example, if you're in Texas, you can go to Dallas, El Paso, Houston, Lubbock, or San Antonio. You got choices. Which was closest to you? California is Los Angeles, San Diego, or San Francisco. Okay. Fresno here is only a small tax court case, so you don't want that. Okay. You can undo all this stuff, these boxes. So you pick a place to trial. If you ever get to trial, you probably will not get to trial. Sign and date it, folks. This is easy stuff. Let me close it. So this is easy. See on the top right forms? From here, you go to this page. That's all you do. So look at me, folks. Now, there's a lot of... A little more to tax court, but basically you're a tax court, as I showed you what to do. You already 90% already winning. 90%. at least. You didn't waste tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of these CPAs, tax attorneys, and old agents, professionals that rip you off. The more sicker you are, the more diseased you are, the more IRS harasses you in this audit, the more they make. You cut that off. IRS may leave you alone. We tell them to leave you alone. You might end up in tax court. Fine. You go to tax court, and folks, Field Moss is available to help you. Okay, I can't tell you everything, but as long as you got your little bean counting time you can file, I can help you get everything done. The non-file, I can get everything done for you. But ideally, what you want to do, folks, here's Field Moss' recipe for this stuff. My vision of health is like, I want a doctor that I pay him to keep me healthy. He does not get the profit when I'm sick. That's our current medical corrupt system we have. The sicker you are, the more they make off surgeries, off medications, off all visits. The hospital makes money. The insurance company makes money. They all make money. Except you end up being poor. The Chinese doctors back in China for the king. The king of China paid the Chinese doctor a flat, fixed amount. But when he got sick, he quit paying the doctor. Yep. You will not get paid, doctor, until you get me back to health. So, the Chinese doctor has all the incentive to work hard to keep the king healthy so he never gets sick. And if he gets sick, now he has to work double hard to get the king back to health because he's not getting paid. He's not profiting from the king being sick. Right? So that was my example. I thought that's a good way to go. What if you do our medical system that way? Right? You pay the doctor. Hey, doctor, I pay you so much. You keep me healthy. Would you do that? I know you will. But our system is not like that. You pay the insurance company, you still get all the deductibles. They don't cover this. Not to mention what they do. They keep you sicker. The sicker you get, the more they make. All of them. So what I did with Freedom Law School, look at the screen. I came up with a solution how to make it work for you. Okay? Here it is. Let's go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. Okay? When you go to livefreenow.org, our website, go to Course Packages and double-click on Course Packages. And when you go down on that, the Royal Freedom Package, that's the one you all want. Click on that. This is that Doctor Keeps You Healthy program. Because in this program, everything's done for you at no extra charge. Look at this. Responses on your behalf to IRS attacks and the state income tax agencies and responses with unlimited consultation. See? It's unlimited. So, and the program is fixed. What's your investment in it? Your investment is in the Royal Freedom Package is $7,000 for the first year. And each of thereafter, $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for everybody else. Okay? By the way, the first year, $7,000. Here we are, 2019 is going to go next year to $8,000. So here's your advance notice, folks. Get the Royal Freedom Package now before it goes up next year. So basically, after the first year, it's only about $350, $400 a month, roughly. That's it. But it's all done for you at no additional charge. If you come to Field Law School clean, without a pre-existing mess, okay, you can click on to get started now, you know, and you see it gives you more information. Here is the application. You know, you can fill this out. And here's the details about it, all the details what it's about is there below that. You can read all the fine print. Make sure you read the fine print, understand it, especially filers, because there's more requirements for filers. Yes, yeah, I'll make it big for you. See? Yes. Limitation conditions and scope, the purpose, it's all there. Read it and understand it. Call Freedom Law School if you don't understand it. If you have any questions, call Freedom Law School number is right there, 813-444-4800. Okay? But you cannot come with a pre-existing mess. If you do come, there will be extra charges. That's why this question and application. Question three, has the IRS or state income tax agency claimed or proposed that you owe them money, like audits, demanded a tax return from you or summoned you to a third or third party for any information or documents about you? If you have yes here, because there's going to be extra charges for a pre-existing problem you got now or later on. Okay? Has any tax agency read your rights? That's going to come out to criminally. If it is, it's going to be extra for that. Have you been referred to the U.S. Department of Injustice? Here it is, referred to Department of Injustice. Or a state, county, city attorney for criminal prosecution. Don't wait. Freedom Law School coverage for all this stuff if you come clean before you have these problems. Okay? Look at me, folks. You're going to come to Freedom Law School clean ideally before a problem comes up. You know, it's kind of like we can call it IRS, prepaid IRS insurance, you could call it. Okay? And do everything for you. But if you wait until you got problems, folks, it's like going to the health insurance company, and you say, I have a heart attack and cancer. Cover me. They will not cover you. Or the charge, okay, we charge you for a car before cancer. Put in $1 million, we'll cover all your cancer or heart attack. Really, that's how they work, right? Or you say, with your car insurance company, cover my car insurance. I just had a bad accident. What? You had a bad accident? You know, you want to get insurance after you had the accident? No. You come before you have the accident. So you want to come to Freedom Law School before you have these problems, folks. Now, Freedom Law School, I have a heart. I care about every one of you. I want to do the best for you. I want you to live free. I want your peace of mind from these crooks and criminals in the IRS deep state. That's what I'm doing this for, folks. I love humanity. I want to do the right thing for you by educating you, by empowering you. But, folks, I'm not a magician. I'm not a god. I have all the power. If you come to me with a mess, I'll take your case, but it's going to be costing extra. $3,000 extra a year, $10,000 extra a year or more, could be 2 or 3 years perhaps. And that's cheaper than anybody else out there, by the way. But still, the smart thing to do is get into Freedom Losses programs now before you have big problems. Now, you say, that's a payment, a lot of money for me. For some of you, maybe. Okay, well, what you want to do, let's go to our screen. I'm going to take you my screen in just a minute. Okay. But I want to show you that you have options. If you cannot afford the royal fee package, fully just put it one third down, half or one third, and make payments on it. I'll let you make monthly payments. Okay. Now, you will not get the full plan until you do that. But look at my screen. But get there with one third down. Now, if you go back, we got simple fee package, beginner's fee package, quick start, and a practical road to freedom level one. These are only $390, $900. These are cost a lot less to start. Start with these programs and go up, and you get full credit with any of these smaller programs and move up. They're all available. Okay, so start someplace, and with all of them, you can start with a one third down and make payments on those to get you up there. To get all of you ultimately want to be in the Royal Theater package, because that's the one that does it all for you. Okay? So, all right, folks, so I'm going to go to your questions in a minute. Before we get to questions on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to give you, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer some of the questions and commentary that you have on the on YouTube. Some of you left commentary. Okay. So, here's a question from Aya Salaman. Okay? There is most assuredly a law require everyone to pay income taxes unless you fall into an exception. Well, listen, my friend, if you can show the law, let's go to my screen. I'm going to show you. Freedom Law School has a $300,000 income tax reward. Check it out. Look, let's go under education materials on the top right. Go down the income tax reward. You ready? You saw that, man? Look, it's income tax reward. Now, you're going to watch this 2-minute video about the $300,000 income tax reward, okay? And 2 minutes. I've had this for 20 years, and no IRS agent has ever attempted to collect it. IRS knows about it. Look, okay, what is the first $100,000 for? Okay, show the law, statute written by Congress of the United States that requires Americans to file income tax, confession, and return, and pay income tax. So I tell them, man, look, my friend, here it is. You know, $100,000 for you, and I will double this for you. I tell them, take it to your attorney or CPA or accountant or tax professional or the IRS agent or judge. I'll give $100,000 for you, $100,000 for him. Okay? There's more of these, two of these rewards, another $200,000 more. Okay? You can read it for yourself. Now look, and check this out. This law professor, look at that on the right, challenged me on this. Jonathan Siegel, that's his picture next to my picture on the left, right? He is a law professor at the prestigious George Washington University Law School in Washington, D.C., one of the top 10 law schools in the country. He, look at his resume. This guy, Jonathan Siegel, look, what was it? He was part of the appellate staff of the Civil Division of the U.S. Department of Injustice. He briefed and argued appellate cases on behalf of the federal government. One level below the Supreme Court, he was a lawyer for the government. Okay? So he made a claim on income freedom, also income tax reward. I can hear, here's a link on that blue. You click on that blue link, it takes you to his claim. In April 2016, Jonathan Siegel, okay? He made a claim. That's where my emails started. You see his emails right here between him and I? That's his exact claim. Even with the typos, it's all there. Where the typos are there. Ron 123 have it all there. Check it out. He couldn't claim it. I gave him a chance to make a second claim. He couldn't do it, my friends. Okay? So if you can do it, please do our follow, man. Please align us. IRS agents, lawyers know about Freedom Law School for 20 years. They've been trying to get me. They try to nail me. They cannot. In fact, let me show this to you, my friend. Read them all good in our victories. Look, FLS victories. That's me. I've been under IRS investigation at Solomon for over, since 1993 that I know, for almost a quarter of a century. Okay? They claim I was the abusive tax shelter promoter. Okay? And look, they considered that they were wrong. Here's a letter they sent out to me. You see it? Here's a letter that they sent to me. Look at this. This was almost 3 years ago. July 11, 2016. From San Diego IRS office, Roma Patel on the right-hand side. Right? They said, well, Mr. Martel, we are discontinuing our investigation into whether you're liable under IRS code for these penalties as a tax shelter promoter. That's what it is. Here it is. This is a letter signed. See, I beat them. You can do it too. These deep state crooks. Okay, they know they go to a Freedom Mosque website. They listen to these Freedom Hour program, folks. Okay, all right. So if you have further questions, feel free to ask them, my friend. Let's go. We have a callers now, and before we get to more YouTube questions, go to callers. We have a call right now from area code the 562 from the international. Communist Republic of Mexicania, from Long Beach area, from former the Golden State. What's your first name, my friend, from Erica 562?
Hi, Payman. My name is Frank from Long Beach.
Yes, Frank. Whereabouts
yes.
in Long Beach?
By the way, I met you a couple of times over the years, you know, at some seminars over the past 15 years. I met you probably about three times, and I've learned a lot from you just in that seminar alone. And the last one was in Ventura County with you and Tommy Crier just before he passed, mm-hmm. the late, great Tommy mm-hmm. Crier with his brilliant legal mind. It was just mm-hmm. absolutely riveting, that seminar.
Great. So, glad you came.
Thank you
glad
for all you do.
You're welcome. What's on your mind, Frank?
Quick question. I haven't heard from the IRS in years. I haven't filed in years. And for all intents and purposes, I thought they pretty much went away, left me alone. Then all of a sudden I received about a week ago a letter from them indicating that they're contracting with a private collection agency called Pioneer Credit Recovery. And they sent me a note indicating that I got to respond to their letter. They're claiming I owe them over $8,000 from delinquent tax notification going back to 2007, 2008. And if I don't respond to them in 30 days, they're going to assume that this information is valid, and then they'll proceed from there. But it wasn't even in the form of a certified letter that I normally would get from the IRS. It was just simply a metered letter sent to me about a week ago, which I also sent to you about a week ago as well. I couldn't make it on the last call after I sent it, though, because I had some previous commitment. So I figured to call in now and see whether or not you've had a chance to review that brochure. But I'm wondering whether or not I should even respond to the letter at all, actually.
Well, you could. You could actually write to them and challenge them to prove that claim. But you could, by law, they're private collectors. All the private collection laws and restrictions apply to them, but not to the IRS. So you could do that, but if it was me, I wouldn't. See, this
good enough
is
for me.
Example, folks, the Soviet Union is collapsing, folks. You hear that? The Soviet Union in America. Folks, in Russia, the Soviet Union central command control collapsed. And it will collapse in America, too. Especially if more of you join this fight, join this struggle for freedom, and stop feeding the deep state your money. Quit giving your money to our enemies. In Wall Street, the bankers, the deep state, quick politicians like John Brennan. Okay, Clapper, you know, Clinton, Obama, they're all a bunch of crooks. Bushes were crooks, too. So are Romney and McCain. Okay, that's why they all hate Trump, because he's not one of the insider crooks. Okay, so this collection agency, Frank, has zero powers.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to make the assumption.
Yeah. IRS can issue an order to your employer, bank accounts, whoever owes you money, say, hey, here's a gun to your head. Gave me Frank's money. They can do that. But they're so incompetent now. And the IRS is breaking down from the inside so bad, they are not able to even send out levies like they used to. Like
you know, it's funny you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. It's funny that you mentioned that payment. You know why? Because the first letter notification with the brochure came from the IRS, and in their letter they actually admitted to the fact that they don't have the budget nor the manpower, therefore they're contracting outside services with a private collection agency. And I thought, wow, that's a first.
Yep. Maybe they're trying to goad Congress to give them more money after all the corruption they've done, spying on Republicans and conservatives. That's what they're trying to do. I don't care. Do it. Because money will not solve the problem. I'll cover this issue before. I don't want to get that off too much. If I have time, I'll talk about it tonight. But, yeah. So the thing is, the IRS has generally 10 years to collect the tax. 10 years. They can extend that to another 10 years. Usually they don't do it, but they can. But why are you in a private collection agency's hand, your case? This 10 years running. The clock is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
IRS is running out of time, Frank. So you're in good shape, my friend. Any other questions?
Well, that sounds good. You know, I did compose a letter. I was debating whether or not I should send it, but I'm going to send you the letter that I composed with all everything that I've kind of learned from you and Tommy Cryer and a number of people over the years that I've consulted with. And I put this letter together, and I'm just going to go ahead and forward it on to you, and you can give me feedback on your next conference call if you want. That would
don't
be fine.
Bother. Don't bother. I just told you, don't bother. Why would you want a case go back to the IRS? So IRS may come after you. And
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Why send it at all? What are you going to do? What? What do you want
to
do?
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to – I'm not going to send it to them. I just had put something together with different legal citations and whatnot in it, and I had considered sending it to them. But I was debating. I was on the fence, and I thought, you know, this is not even a certified letter. It's not even
right. –
it doesn't even
right.
look legitimate. It looks like a boilerplate letter.
Hold on. I don't have time to get into that, my friend. I don't. As long as I solve your problem, I get other callers when you guys question. Let me go to them. And,
oh, sure.
And
no problem.
Okay,
no
Frank,
problem.
I appreciate the call. But I got to get – other people have got questions.
Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
my
no
pleasure,
problem.
Frank.
Thank you, Payman. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Frank. My pleasure. Somebody asked, how much for the Roth IRA package years up front? Again, maybe I went over too fast. Look, it's $7,000 for the first year, covers you for the 12 months. Then every year, second year, and then each year thereafter, it's $4,000 per year. If you live in Mexicania, formerly the California, the Golden State, it's $4,500 because the California Franchise Tax Board is the most aggressive lawless of the tax agencies, far worse than the IRS, far more aggressive because that communist state is broke. They gotta have you pay taxes to support all the illegal aliens and give them free health care, free education, and free food, right? They expand this. You're the homeless, American homeless, they don't care about you, right? They care about these fresh new communists to come and vote communist Democrat. That's what they want. So that's why it costs more for California. Sorry, you may want to leave that corrupt state, by the way, let it go down the tubes. Okay, that would be my suggestion if you're not from this. So let's go to other comments, questions on YouTube. Robert, how do you start a business on the private side? Oh, that's very easy. Start your business. You are already doing a private business. You're not part of government. You start your business, you are a private side. That's it. This baseless patent mythology, Robert, that somehow there is a private side of laws in government and public side, you know, that somehow, you know, the government has tricked us into the public side through its adhesion contracts, social security application, 1040 forms, driver license, marriage license, and unknowingly using zip code on our mail or put our name in all capital letters or whatever. It's all a bunch of nonsense. Okay. You're a private person doing your own private business, whatever it is. So just do it. Quit following this patent mythology. You need that level one course that I showed you called A Practical Road to Freedom. That course, okay, let's go back to my screen. I'm going to show you this course. You've got to get this course, Robert, okay? This is for you, okay? Go to Freedom Law School's website under course packages. Okay, double click on it and go down to a course called A Practical Road to Freedom Level 1. This is the foundation of everything else of all freedom packages. This is, everybody should have had this in high school before you graduated from high school, okay? Class 1 is Introduction to Law, Freedom, and Government. Class 2, Introduction to Types of Courts and Income Tax. And here's, and also I talk about patron mythologies, this private side, public side nonsense. Then I show you how to use a law library, okay? And I actually take you to a physical law library, although these days on internet you can look it up for free. And more, how I respond to IRS letters, IRS, class 5. How I write effective court documents, class 6. 7 is trial procedures. Class 8 is mock or practice court. 9 is techniques and strategies for free living. This course is only $300, my friend, with $20 shipping. And it's guaranteed, 90 days money-back guarantee. If it's not good, send it back. You will get your $300 back, my friend. Okay? So you got to have this, every one of you. You don't have $300? Fine, send $100. I'll ship it out to you, and you can make payments on the rest. So hopefully you won't be asking about these patron mythology sites, Robert. Because you're going to look up a law library and stuff and don't buy people's wonderful sounding nonsense that people come up with. Yeshua on YouTube says, did you hear about H.R. 25 of January 3, 2019, Fair Tax Act of 2019? Yes, I heard about it. What about it? It's just a tax proposal, been out there for a long time. But they're going to have income tax flat. Still there, income tax. Then so it's not a solution, I'm afraid. Nismo, I want to start a business. How about LLC and how do you avoid taxes? Start your LLC, Nismo. Start it. Go ahead. And how do you avoid taxes? Well, you can either avoid sales tax or gas tax or property tax. You got to pay those taxes. There's a law requiring to pay those taxes and other taxes. But on income tax, well, on income tax, here we have it again. Okay? Then you want to add educational materials. You see, it's here. Okay. You want to go right to your congressman about it. You got to watch this on these links, the first three. Read and watch them and educate Congress. You should write a letter to your congressman because they took an oath, just like Donald Trump, the president, to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They all did that, folks. And the letter, sample letters are here on this page. Okay, this is the Reader's Agreement letter. Write your congressman, all three of them, your two senators, and your House member. And I've done conference calls, I'll do the videos on those right here that talk about this issue in more detail. Do that. Okay, these are several of the previous audio calls I've done. I'm going to put the Freedom Hours in there instead for them. Okay, so you want to go do that. And that's basic. And then, and now you can do these letters yourself or under course packages. I'm going to go there, show you that the Beginner's Freedom Package here, Simple Freedom Package, and the Royal Freedom Package all include the Level 1 course, include a letter to congressmen, preparing your defenses. You're going on an offense against the deep state at the same time defending yourself. You're defending yourself individually and going against the crooks in government who've taken over our government and are enslaving American people. So it's all there in more detail. Check it out and ask more questions if you have any more, my friend. JV says, non-resident alien. What about non-resident alien? Could you be more clear, JV, on YouTube, what you say about non-resident alien, okay? Okay, you're in America. Okay, if you're from Germany or Japan, don't live here. You're non-resident and you're alien at the same time. Let's go to the caller we have from America 617. Maybe Jay will give you more details about his question later on. So, call from area code 617. What is your first name, my friend? And have you, by the way, do you have a free freedom education package yet?
Go.
Call from America 617.
Is it me? Can you hear me?
Are you there? Okay, one more time.
Can you hear me?
America 6. Yes, I can hear you now. What's your first name?
Can you hear me now?
I heard you the first time. What's your name?
Can you hear me now?
I heard you every time. You don't hear me. I hear you. You don't hear me.
Okay,
your thing is not working. You hear me. We hear you.
I can hear you. Sorry. I'm pressing star six. Can you hear me? I'm pressing star six. Sorry.
Okay. What's your first name, my friend?
How about now? Can you hear me?
I heard you all a lot. You don't press nothing. Tell me your first name.
Okay. My name is CJ. Because sometimes you have to press star six, and I did it once, and I did it twice, and I'm trying to make sure you can hear me.
You're fine. I can hear you. Did you have Freedom Law School's Freedom
okay,
Education
right.
Package?
That,
CJ.
Yeah, so my question, yes, sir.
Okay, very good. What's on your mind?
My question is, how do I tell my employer to stop Social Security and Medicare deduction, FICA taxes?
People ask me that question since I did the last two Freedom Hours on how to stop regular income tax withholding. I'm not prepared at this time to give you a good, cogent, well-prepared presentation on that. I'll be doing that soon. So tune in. Stay tuned, my friends, to the Freedom Hours. It takes time to put a good, intelligent, cohesive, lucid, presentation that you use sample letters for you. I got to put all that stuff together. I haven't done that yet, but that's one of my projects. Any other questions?
Okay.
That's
no,
it?
No, that's
okay.
All. Thank you very much.
That's all. Good question. Believe me, I got so much time to devote to these things. It takes time. So that's one of my projects I want to get to hopefully very soon. David says collection agencies on YouTube fall under Title 15. They must verify a debt. Well, yeah, I talked about that, David. You heard to Frank. But that's why they say you can challenge a debt. You can. But I just told you the totality of the picture. It's your benefit not to challenge them because they're toothless. They cannot send any letter to your employer or bank account or someone else or in your money and demand that they get paid. IRS can, but they can't. All I can do is send a letter to you and say, hey, you owe us some money on behalf of the IRS we're collecting. Would you like to pay? We'll accept your check, credit card. Would you please pay? That's it. All they can do. They're toothless. So, yeah. Okay, let's go to James. James asked on YouTube, what is the law for labor? Can be complication or property with tax? I don't quite get that question. What law states labor may be used for compensation or property with zero tax? Oh, with zero tax. Okay. Well, let's say my labor be used for compensation for property with zero tax. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Okay. No law says that your labor is subject to the income tax. I haven't seen that. So there is no law that requires the African American to file for income tax. I'm not sure what you're referring to. So you may want to clarify your question, my friend. Okay. Another person on YouTube, Anthony, asked, what about capital gains tax? Look, all that is applies to filers. You file up income tax, it applies to you. It does apply to the average, ordinary American. I've covered that previously. Well, the entire IRS code applies to Washington, D.C. But certain parts of the IRS code apply to the 50 states, like the, if you want to dig oil. Some parts apply to D.C. and Puerto Rico. Some apply to Puerto Rico, Guam and Puerto Rico. Some apply to Mariana Islands as well. But the vast majority of IRS code applies to D.C. doesn't apply to the average American. Okay? But I've done a YouTube on that issue, on the Block Talk Radio on how it applies to D.C., most of the IRS codes. So don't worry about it. Capital gains is no different than you working a job as a W-4. Does not apply to the average working American in the 50 states. Jacob is asking, is it worth it to move to Puerto Rico? If so, can I get the tax advantage if I'm using LLC, or do I need Puerto Rico LLC? Listen, if you want to play a follow-up income tax game, you can do that. More than Puerto Rico, it has reduced taxes. If it's reduced tax shelter for Puerto Rico, if you want to do that game, you can do that. As far as whether you need a Puerto Rico LLC or not, look, I'm not an expert on those things. I don't know about that. I think you probably do have to be at the LLC, got to be in Puerto Rico. And you must, I understand you must have an actual physical office address there. Now, it may be a junk little hole in the wall that you pay $300 a month, but there's actually a room there with some tables and chairs there and maybe follow, you know, with a computer there, that's good enough. You got to have at least a physical presence in Puerto Rico and I believe you got to somehow make your presence in Puerto Rico so much a year, 6 months or more a year, you got to be there physically. So, but I don't play that game. You know, I think just why I have to go to live in Puerto Rico? Very poor state. Poor territory. You know, Puerto Rico is poorer than even, you know, Mexicana, California, or Mississippi. It's the Mississippi is a poor state. That's not true. Mexicana, California has the highest poverty rate in America, but Puerto Rico is below that. Okay? All right, folks, I think we have no more questions and no more comments. So I hope this has been informative to you, for you. Remember this. You have a duty to share this to everybody else. A government prosecutor in the trial I was in watch said to this guy that, hey, if this guy really believed there's no law requiring the average American to file income tax, he'd be sharing this from the rooftops. Well, guess what? So if you don't want the government lawyer ever take to court, try to put you in jail for saying that you just attacked. You want to keep it all to yourself and not pay your fair share so everybody else has to pay more? Talk about this. Share this video and others at Freedom Law School with your friends on Facebook, Instagram, you know, YouTube. Snapchat, Twitter, email it, print out our material, give it to other people, folks. Okay, you build your defenses and do the right thing at the same time by exercising your First Amendment right to free speech and association. Press, get this information out to other people. Okay, get this presentation and other Freedom Law School seminars to other people. Some have been audited, just send this video. Some who's bought was audited. A friend of yours was audited last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Send them this video. Tell them, hey, next time, we know how to shut down an audit. Help them out. Someone else asked, do I have to pay state income taxes? Can I file exempt? I'm employed and file 9 on your federal form. Okay, well, most states tie themselves to the federal government when it comes to state income taxes. Okay? Like California does that. So if you don't have they say take the number from your federal 1040 form, that number, put it on your state tax form and take it from there. Well, if your federal form, you're not required to file a federal 1040 IRS form, the number is 0 to put on your state tax form, and you're not required to file a state tax form either. So that's how it is. But I said some states like Pennsylvania are not like that. They don't require the number of the feds. If there's no requirement from the federal form to put something on your state tax form, then yes, the states can impose income tax. States are restricted when it comes to taxing powers by the state constitution, not the federal constitution. The federal constitution restricts federal government's taxing powers. Okay? And what can I file exempt? You can file exempt, but look at my screen, folks. I'm going to show you. On the education materials of Freedom Law School, there's a menu to go down to how to stop income tax withholding. You see that? How to stop income tax withholding. Click on that, and that takes you to this page. And here, I got exactly what to do. I got previous Freedom Hours. We'll be here. The audio is right now. Instructions in writing and orally. Follow, here it is, the sample letters to send your congressman. Here's a sample letter. Here it is, sample letter to your congressman. The laws are hyperlinked in the letter. You can print out, and you should include them. Here's a link to all the laws listed above. Okay, Supreme Court case that I rely on. And you go below that, you see the letter to your employer form is right here. Sample letter to your employer. Just follow the instructions on there, okay? Okay. To do it right, my friend. Okay. Now, someone asked, do you recommend not working with the banks at all as much as possible? Yes. I realize most of you have to use banks. Minimize use of banks, okay? If you can. Banking is legally optional. Practically, they make it difficult for us in a matter of practice, but try to minimize them as much as possible. Okay, and I talk about that in our level one course, how to do that stuff. Use cash as much as possible. Don't use credit cards, debit cards. Okay, don't use bank instruments. Does the IRS or the government use legalese to write these laws, statutes, and codes? Well, of course they do. Well, I think they sometimes are so complex to read and so long. Yes, they do use legalese. Sorry. They don't have to make the laws simple to understand. They just got to make sure the laws are written in English and grammatically, spelling-wise, are correct and convey the meaning. If you have to have a PhD reading level to understand them sometimes, that's the case. But that's why I'm here at Freedom Law School. That's why I have the courses. To help you understand the law, make it easy to understand. It's not that complex. You just got to know how someone simplify it for you. It's like cars. Some of you work on your cars. You change your oil in your car, oil filter, right? Some of you change your brakes or maybe your radiator water. You know more, right? Some of you change your starter, some of you. Some of you know how to even do more. You know, backyard mechanics. Change the transmission or engine, some of you. It just depends. The law is the same way. I'll break it down for you, easy to understand, so you can do it yourself. Okay? All right, I think we're done for tonight, folks. With no more questions, thank you for listening. Go to livefreenow.org for education material, for answers, course packages for solutions, a free law school to help you. If you need a one-on-one private consultation, got a letter from the IRS, you need some help, free law school here to help you with all that too. Okay, call for free. Up to 10 pages you can email to Freedom Law School. I'll review it for free for you on the Freedom Hour, but I'm available for private one-on-one detailed consultations as well. So thank you. Share the good news. The Soviet Union is collapsing, and we're going to be free. Let's spread the word and have you be free, and have all us Americans be free once again. Good night, everybody. This is the only time I'm freezing.